Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This is a Lip Media podcast.
Oh, hello, chickens. It's another bonus episode of my theory podcast talking about Star Trek Discovery and maybe The Mandalorian if I get around to it. You never know with these things. There's all sorts of malarkey going on. Oh, hello, chickens. So the latest episode of Discovery, it's on Fridays on Netflix if you happen to be listening to this and go, what is this Star Trek business is talking about? the latest episode is called Scavengers. And it is action, 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 action. There's what started as, I think it happened in The Running Man the first time I ever heard about it. Anyway, there's a thing where they put things on people's necks and then their heads explode if they go past a certain point. It was also in, what's the other thing that it was in? Oh, Suicide Squad, I think, had that as a, if you got too far away from the boss, your head would pop off. Anyway, it's become a trope now in science fiction. You pop a thing on your neck, and if you go past the thing, your head explodes. And, you know, always in these shows, to make sure we know about the how high the stakes are, someone's head has to explode early on. Anyway, that's beside the point. So the Michael Burnham has run off against orders again. I mean, she was the first mutineer in Star Trek, so in Starfleet, sorry. So it's, you know, it's bound to happen. she's bound to break the rules. But so Book, the very attractive man she's been spending some time with in the future, he's been captured by someone and his spaceship has come back just being piloted, well, obviously by itself, and the cat. There's some gorgeous upgrades going on to the Discovery using this weird programmable matter thing, like the nacelles just can pop off and pop back on again. It's the future. And, you know, Book spaceship can just reassemble itself into all sorts of configurations at one point. And so we just get, it's a fairly simple, straightforward story, you know, but just very action-packed. Like, it's kind of, again, we're very 90s Star Trek at the moment. It's just like, oh, so-and-so's been captured. We have to go to that planet and get them by pretending to be other people. So Giorgio and Burnham go to the planet. They essentially rescue Book. And some other people, and then there's explosions. lots of shooting, explosions, heads popping off, a race against time for someone to turn off a thing to stop all the heads exploding. Meanwhile, Giorgio keeps having these weird flashbacks to the Mirror Universe and collapsing in a twitchy heap. Which I feel like, is this the ongoing storyline? Because we've forgotten about the music now. that was last week's ongoing storyline. The music. Why does everyone know the same song? Because, you know, Spotify's broken in the future, I guess. now it's, what's that? What do these flashbacks mean? So she had like a weird moment in the last episode where she was just staring off into space. So this is obviously what's been happening. She has a little collapsion. Collapsion is not a word. So that's going on. And then we finally get a scene of Book and Burnham having a pash in the turbo lift. Interrupted by an ongoing joke throughout the episode with the fish face man, who has a name, I can't remember it, who can't work out how to use his personal transporter. All of their badges are personal transporters now. Like, the future is wild. and they've got like great big heads up displays that they can fiddle about with that just project out of their badges. Like, I got excited when my sister bought me one year for my birthday a Bluetooth Star Trek badge that could connect to my phone and I could go blip, blip, and then talk to people. The only bad thing is because it's the size of a Star Trek badge, the battery lasts for about an hour. it's really useless, but it's awesome. Like, on my birthday, I was sitting in the hard quiz office and someone rang me to say happy birthday. So I just went blip, blip, and answered it. And everyone's like, oh my God, what is going on? So then everyone has to listen to your phone call, which is the worst part of the Star Trek badge. But I guess it's the future. No one's got privacy. No one cares. Anyway, so it was a fun episode. I quite liked this one. Also, The Mandalorian. I forgot to talk about it the last couple of weeks because really nothing happens much in The Mandalorian. I mean, again, like this episode of Star Trek, it is action, action, action. It is fun and exciting. Like, there was the spider cave, which I loved, where Baby Yoda was eating baby frogs and baby spiders. I mean, they weren't baby frogs. They were unfertilized, so it's no different than a chicken egg. Calm down. And then there was one with on a water planet. I love how in Star Wars, planets have just one ecosystem for the whole planet. It's like, yes, we are the water planet. We do all of the fishing. Anyway, Mando and the baby went there and bumped into Starbuck from Battlestar Galactica, who is a character from the Clone Wars. Now, the guy that runs Mandalorian, Dave Filoni, was like one of the showrunners on the Clone Wars. So it makes sense that he's pulling in his characters. But like, she looks like... like, she's got the same outfit and stuff as the Clone Wars. So that's kind of exciting. And Titus Welliver as, a bad guy at the front of the spaceship. And then this latest one, they went back to Navarro, which is where the whole thing started, with Carl Weathers and old mate June. She's one of my favourite characters. I love her. Anyway, they invaded an Imperial base, shot up heaps of stormtroopers. There were speeder bikes. It was awesome. There were TIE fighters. It was like fully everything you want in a Star Wars. It was what I wanted from a Star Wars. Action and excitement and lava exploding everywhere and people getting shot up and stormtroopers who can't shoot. So there's some weird ongoing thing with Giancarlo Esposito's character, who's like, you know, Moff Doodoo. I shouldn't say Doodoo because that could be a character name in Star Wars, because I foolishly decided to watch Attack of the Clones again the other day. And every time they say Count Dooku, I laugh because it sounds like he's a euphemism for going to the toilet. Have you done Dooku? Have you done your Dookus? Good. Good boy. He did his Dookus in the Lulus. I remember it being quite spectacular and amazing. And watching it now, I'm like, what? I mean, Disney own it, so George Lucas can't do it. But if George Lucas was happy to go back and fix, in inverted commas, the original trilogy, once he had the technology to do so. Now that he has the technology to make those backgrounds not look like a video game, why doesn't he do that? Like, and get rid of the weird hazing around people's heads from standing in front of green screens. Like, that's a plausible thing now, because they would have all the original footage of being shot on the green screen. Just go and fix the backgrounds. Like I watched it in 4K on the Disney Plus, and it looks like a, you know, it looks like a PlayStation 3 game, not even good enough to be a 4. I've been playing Assassin's Creed Odyssey on my PlayStation 4, and I love it. I just love all the ancient Greekness of it. Like, you know, like you'll be hanging out with Sophocles, and then you'll meet Plato as a little kid before, you know, because you're hanging around with Socrates, and because Plato was Socrates' student in the history. And so you meet like a little kid that's like, who says he doesn't like his name. And so he's like, oh, I like to be called Plato. And you're like, oh my God, I'm meeting historical figures in Assassin's Creed and stabbing people in the neck, which is my favorite thing about Assassin's Creed. Anyway, this bonus podcast has gone off the rails as the regular one does. All right, the next episode, I am going to dig some more into Time Lord Victorious. If you want to do some homework, it's the second Master Short Trip, which I think is called Lesser Evils. And then I'm going to watch another episode of that Daleks show on YouTube.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.